Muslims say, do not have mercy on the children. Kill all their children also. Why? There's no difference between them and their children. In 10 years from now, these children will attack you on the way. Hashem knows, God knows. Pakadeti et asher asa Amalek li Israel. The nature of this nation, Amalek, we don't know who Amalek is. We assume that it's the Germans, after we see what they did in the Holocaust, not only to the Jews, to the whole world. And it's not only the Germans, it's most of the European countries. That's where Amalek is. From the Torah, one of the 613 commandments is to remember to erase the nation of Amalek, the memory of them even, not only physically to erase them from the face of the earth. Anything that reminds us about them is mitzvah to dismiss and to erase it from the face of the earth. Hashem said to King Shaul, now it's time to destroy Amalek. Don't leave one survivor. Destroy the entire nation of Amalek with their animals, everything that is owned by them. No Jews are allowed to enjoy from it. Do not leave any memory from them. Hashem say, do not have mercy on the children. Kill all their children also. Why? There's no difference between them and their children. In 10 years from now, these children will attack you on the way. Hashem knows, God knows. You kill all men and all women. Me'olel ve'ad yonek. Even babies who breastfeed. Amazing. Mishor ve'atzeh. All axes, all goats, camels, donkeys. Don't leave anything, any memory from this filthy nation.
The book of Exodus and also in the book of Deuteronomy, we speak about the mitzvah to destroy and to annihilate the nation of Amalek. Says the Rambam in Mitzvah 188 and also 189 and also in Negative Commandment 59 that there's a mitzvah and a command to wipe out from among all the descendants of Esav, the descendants of Amalek, male and female, young and old.
Esav, who is the symbol of all the nations, Christians or not. Esav, who in modern day terms is really basically, so one of them is America.
What's the difference between Edom and Amalek? We spoke about Edom being the grandfather of Amalek. Amalek is Germany, so who's Edom? Edom includes most of Europe. It includes the United States of America. It's the Roman Empire that was never destroyed. But for those who don't understand that Italy is the seat of the Roman Empire of Edom, even though Edom is scattered, many other nations today that speak Latin languages that have something of the Roman Empire, including America, they are first. So Edom is everywhere, and the United States of America is also part of Edom.
It all started, of course, with Esav. Esav became Edom, which is a nation. Edom became Rome. The Torah says Esav is Edom. The Gemara says, the Talmud says, that Rome, that Edom is Rome, Zuraimi.
Edom becomes America. Why? Because America is Edom, after all.
As our sages said, Halachai, Esav sone le Yaakov. It is a law of nature that Esav will always hate the Jewish people. Will hate Jacob. Jacob is the Jewish people. And Esav is the non-Jewish world.
In Isaiah chapter 63, the day of the great and terrible day of the Lord, it says that the Lord will come out from a place called Edom and he will crush Edom. Now, I'm just a broadcaster here, okay? In Jewish understanding, Edom is really talking about the Christianity.
Who is Amalek? Amalek is Reshit Goim. The Jews were so revered by the entire world when they came out of Egypt. But when Amalek, which is the grandchild of Esav, Yaakov's brother, saw them, Amalek came and attacked the Jews. And therefore God commands us that we should never forget this. This is why the most important Torah reading of the year is Zachor. God commands Moses to tell Yahushua that he must annihilate Amalek. And this battle between Amalek, good and evil, goes from generation to generation. So Amalek We know Hitler and Haman and all of those other gang of people that wanted to annihilate the Jews are part of this terrible gang. Because Amalek is darkness. They're the antithesis to godliness and holiness. Everything the Jewish nation stands for, if the Jewish nation stands for humility, godliness, light, they are darkness. And we are commanded to destroy this, because Amalek is not only a physical nation, it's a spiritual energy. It's a negative force of darkness.
Why are the nations, why are the Goyim, the idol worshippers, why are they Mezoamim? What's Mezoamim? Mezoamim means they're impure. Their natural state is being impure. A Goy's natural state is impurity.
Erase the name of Amalek. Do not forget. We assume that anyway, every enemy of Israel, every anti-Semite, stems from the seed of Amalek.
People blessed with a long memory, we as Jews summon sacred texts and ancient histories to guide us in times of uncertainty. Yes, the situation today is frightful, but no, it is not unprecedented. In America today, we have white supremacy. In the Torah, we had Amalek. Blotting out the memory of Amalek is a military command, literally to destroy Amalek. Now facing today's Amalek, we are reminded that the Torah calls us not just to escape, but to extirpate Amalek. We are commanded to do real and literal battle against it. That means coming off the bench in the fight against white supremacy. It means putting our reputations and our money and our physical bodies on the line.
The descendants of the enemies of our people that were enemies to our people from day first are still hating us in the commandment of their ancestors, the children of Esav that hates Yaakov, the children of Amalek that hates Yaakov, the children of all the ones that had that black bitterness instead of a soul, that black, dark, horrible, depressed, negative, and awful shadow as a poor replacement for a soul, still hating us, still jealous, still don't know what to do with our goodness.
For all you anti-Semites out there, your day is gone. And if you decide to become an open group of anti-Semites, your days will be numbered. Someone from the Jewish special forces will take you out, just like they take out hundreds of Muslim criminals, hundreds of jihadists each year. They'll take you out as well.
The Torah says that people who worship idols such as yourself, when there is a Sanhedrin,
to kill us.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the Torah
says. So we know how the Jewish people feel about Christians, yes? That you discriminate against Christians.
Christians are idol worshippers.
You discriminate against Christians.
The Torah says that Christianity is idol worship.
Let me ask you.
You worship three gods.
Let me ask.
Well, what's the punishment if you transgress the Noahide laws? Death. Now, technically speaking, I see anyone in a church, you know, and they're bowing down, they're a non-Jew, I can shoot them. Not a problem.
Asking what's going to be with the Goyim when Mashiach comes. Will they be destroyed and annihilated?
Who cares?
Someone asked, who cares? Okay. As a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. Every individual, no survivors. Not only as a nation, they'll cease to exist, even as individuals. As Goyim, they're gone. Their personality, as they exist, as they would exist independently of Klal Yisrael, they don't exist. They're done. In modern terminology, they call it cultural genocide. There's a term for it by the progressives. It's called cultural genocide, and they talk to use the word genocide. So that's the opinion who says Mekarka Kol Bnei Sheis that they'll be annihilated if it's lent as a. They basically learn there's going to be cultural genocide. That you know what the goyim as they exist as goyim b'fnei atzmam, that's done with. Bottle of a bottle.